Let us be good. Let us be grateful. Let us rejoice and fight. Do you know what we're singing?
Not a clue.
It's Wicked. It's Wicked Week.
It's Wicked
Week. It's Wicked
Week. Whoa, does it come out this week?
Comes out on Friday.
Hot diggity damn. Mm-hmm. That is exhilarating for you and for many.
No one mourns the wicked. No, no.
No one mourns the wicked. Was that good?
That was so good.
Was that what it says too?
Yeah. Yes.
So good. Oh.
That fell from above.
You know what day today was? That's eerie. That's eerie as hell.
Well, we're not recording visually, so explain what's going on.
One of Hasina's posters fell off the wall.
I knew you were gonna ask.
And it says Madrid on it. And what's crazy eerie is, drum roll please.
Guys, I'm never hanging out with anyone but Leonard ever again.
The NFL.
Actually, I take that back.
Played all my besties, we can hang out. Game in Madrid. But and the day that this sign fell. Dude, that would be
but
a fun
I
segment.
I love hanging
if
out with
you
Leonard.
Just go ahead and talk about one topic, and then I'll talk about one topic at the same time and see if people can decipher.
It'll really help the ADHDers stay involved.
Yeah, right. All the TikTok people out there would be like, oh, this is great content. I'm getting two stories at once.
Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh,
were you about to ask me a question?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that.
Ice cream rejuvenated me.
Dude, I know. You just need a little bit of sugar.
So much better.
Dude, you know what's a really embarrassing story that just came back to me? Hmm. When I was in elementary school, and I want to say fourth grade.
We need to finish elemental. Okay, anyways.
We didn't. In fourth grade, we were doing the Oregon Trail.
Love that trail.
Right. And I remember Bailey. Her name was Bailey, and she had she was kind of mentally,
blonde hair.
No.
Oh.
She was a little, she wasn't mentally weird. She was just socially extremely awkward, but I was like the
Maybe
only one who would
autistic.
Talk to her. Probably, she's definitely autistic, but I would talk to her or whatever. And I remember she and I got paired up for the trail, whatever, and we had to prepare for the whatever. We had to prepare to go on the trail. And I remember she got a bunch of sugar. And I was like, Bailey, we don't need cigars. What are you doing? And then she was so nice. She's like, oh, of course, I'm so silly. And then we got rid of it. And then later I found out that it was sugar. That's how dumb I was and still am.
No, that just further proves my point that I really believe you're dyslexic.
How does that have to deal with dyslexia? I think that's just stupid, right? Is that just being stupid?
I think there's many levels to this story we could unpack here.
I guess. If no one told me that it was sugar,
my brain's
sugar,
thinking a lot of things.
I would have just assumed that that's how you spell cigar. How do you spell cigar?
You're going to freak. Are you ready?
How do you spell cigar?
C.
Oh, that's right. C-I-G-G-A-R or something, right?
Nope. You're spelling
what? Is it like cigarette? I was spelling cigarette. I was mixing those two together. Okay, hit me. C.
Why am I doubting how to spell this now? You're freaking me out.
I thought it was an S-U-G-A-R, which is sugar. Now, why in the English language is S-U, sh? That doesn't make any sense. But we're just going to move past that, and you're going to look up how to spell cigar.
Yeah, okay, I'm so right. C-I-G-A-R.
Oh, cigar.
Yes.
Not sugar. Okay. Okay. Anyways, what's up, dorks? It's a long intro.
I don't know. We'll cut it.
We'll cut in earlier than that.
We'll clip that.
Let's go ahead and clip that.
Clip that.
Dude, speaking of clips, bro, I've been watching a lot of soccer training private YouTube videos and stuff. And some of the coaches are super British.
Yeah.
And he's like a famous YouTuber for all of his coaching stuff. And he always says like, clip it, clip this, clip that. You're going to have to clip this. And then there's times where he just strikes the ball beautifully. And he's like, oh, I'm proper on it today. Oh, I'm proper on it. And I said that to Lucy after I whipped a beautiful goal in. I was like, oh, I'm proper on it right now. And she, yeah, I felt like, cool. Sorry. Side tangents all over the place.
Let's bring everyone back to our wavelength.
Let's do it.
I'm so glad you feel cool coaching. I'm really glad you're enjoying it, actually. That was my thoughts on that. And I'm really glad
you have... You were going to ask your question?
My question's so long gone. Like
it said TikTok, and then you asked, like, how...
Oh,
and then,
yes. No, okay. I'll remember.
What is it for? What category?
Updates.
Okay.
But...
where are we right now?
We haven't even done high and low. I'm trying to regulate.
We're going to have to zoom through the regular stuff.
Okay. To include everyone into... to get everyone on the same page.
Yeah.
Leonard and I.
Yeah.
I've had, well, I don't know what you did all weekend, but I had the longest weekend ever.
I shit you not, sat on a couch for 48 hours. That's it. I got blue light glasses and I wore those. That's what I did for the weekend. What did you do on the weekend?
You know what I did, but I'm trying to say that we both had long weekends, and then...
I know what you did, but the people who are listening
don't.
Well,
I'm going to say later.
We have a whole thing.
We still haven't regulated everyone.
We haven't seen each other in 48 hours, so I think this is just our time talking to each other.
Well, it always is.
Yeah.
But also, I'm trying... okay. You're not allowed to talk for 20 seconds. Count me in your brain. Hello, everyone. We... just got back from a long weekend and we regrouped and we got ice cream and we both ate like half a mini pint. So now we're on like a sugar high. And we also haven't like seen each other for a while. So we're like about to fire and that's why we act crazy. Okay, ready? You can come back now.
Watermelon sugar.
Ha!
Cigar. Another situation where cigar comes into play.
Way to bring them full circle.
Yep.
That could be a good stand-up bit.
That what? The sugar and cigar thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it could be. I think anything I say could be a good stand-up bit. The moment I put the mic like right here and I talk kind of funny. I think I could do hilarious
things. Something
that
really amazes me about comedians. Okay, first of all, let's just get the updates out there. Wicked comes out Friday. Tim and Terry are here Thursday. Actually, they get here like
this week?
Tuesday. Yes.
Oh, I still haven't gotten that day off on 20th.
Well, you best
When are we going to 6?
At the nighttime.
So I don't have to take work off.
That's only an hour. No, but they're here. We should
You'll probably go to them with Central Park and watch me do some coaching at Central Park or something. It's only an hour. Plus, I want to take my mom to that old Olenstein's place. I'm going to try to take it off.
I called out of a staff meeting. So
I understand,
but
my head coach is gone the whole week. So if I take out, then there's only one coach remaining.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Kimber, dinner on Wednesday.
That's right.
And
I'm excited to really meet Kimber. And to be honest, I'm going to ask if we could just sign the whole dinner. More like you guys.
You won't know what's going on.
I know, but I'll learn a little bit, right? And I'll just ask you, what did you just say and all that. It'd be annoying for you, but educational for me.
Yeah, well, she'll sign.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Jugular.
That's not a J.
This is a G. Jugular.
Yeah.
That's what jugular is, I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% sure.
Highly doubt it, but we can look it up after.
I'm going to look it up now while you talk, because I'm 90% sure.
But you can't
sure
just look
jugular.
It up online, because there's different forms of
okay, but if
signing.
One of the forms is right, then I'm right.
No, because...
okay, well, we'll move on then, because we disagree.
Yeah. No, and on that note, I was going to say, I think comedians that... no one's going to be able to follow our train of thoughts on
Dude,
this episode.
We aren't even high. Like, we're just sober.
Actually, this is crazy.
Can you imagine
if
we did a podcast high, how poorly it would be done? Not saying that you've ever done marijuana or anything like that, but just saying it would be very funny.
Okay, well.
Do you want me to slide past that topic? I can move by it.
It's fine.
You look like you're uncomfortable. Good thing we're not doing a video right now.
We're not. Gonna talk about it. Okay.
You were gonna say something
fuck,
about stand-up,
what was I saying?
Stand-up comedy.
Oh, I love when comedians. Comedians use their mic in comedy. Like, they make the mic a prop. I love that. That gets me every time. They're like telling a story and then suddenly it's like...
Like Jim Gaffigan gets like in a different voice and he puts the mic super close.
No, or like they'll be like...
Oh, you're talking about like, oh, in like, baseball and then they swing.
Yeah, or like... Something that just like emphasizes a point. Like, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Because you're so locked into like their face and the mic.
Right, right.
And then like,
then it's different than something happens.
Yeah. No.
No, crazy. I love it. I would love to try stand up before I leave New York. I really would love to try it.
Well, you need to write a set.
I honestly think I could write some material. I already have some. I have my toilet paper material. I've always thought that was a solid set. I could talk about my IBS, and that's pretty funny. That's why the toilet paper and the IBS would link really well together.
It's true.
I could talk about many different things. I feel very confident in that.
Okay, well, practice and we'll
maybe
go.
Maybe like there'll be a special Two Dorks in New York where you're just the audience and then I just try to do a stand-up to you.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
That's just our daily life.
But then you'll have like the laugh track box that Evan brought. It'd be pretty funny.
No, our life is you doing stand-up and me telling you if it's good.
Pretty much. I usually ask if I'm funny, and then most of the time you say, "Yeah," or be like, "Just don't reply to me" or something.
Oh my god, I reply to you. Okay, but also if anyone in the tri-state area has Netflix,
oh my god, can we please have Netflix?
I'd really appreciate it. I'll make you bagels or cookies or anything. But I really need to watch Love Is Blind and Great British Bake Off.
We're like down to the last one.
All my comedians are on Netflix. That's not true, but like,
we have been short on the Netflix grind for sure.
And that's crazy because there's so many other platforms. But like, why does Netflix have some good ones on there?
I think they were like the first real ones to like actually crush, and that's what it is.
Okay, well, what was the high and low of your week? Because we haven't even done that.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to remember what happened in this week. Honestly, I'm going to probably rip it again with like just doing private lessons. I think the high was that I was expecting to be stressed on Friday of this last week because of the sun going down so early. And then we ended early with free pizza and donuts. And then we went to the park and I really saw Lucy improve with her whip shot as a winning player. And it was really exciting. That curveball was really great. I just had a great time outside. Did my parents, were they here this week?
No, last week.
Did I do something with you? Am I forgetting something? Is that why you look sad?
What? No, I was just zoning out a little bit.
Okay, cool. All right.
I was like thinking about how I'm going to explain my own week.
Usually when you ask the high and lows, usually just the first thing that comes to my head, I just go with that.
Oh.
But maybe that's kind of it though. Like the first thing that came to my head was outside soccer.
You usually say the first thing that comes to mind.
All the time, actually, constantly. Yeah. And then the low, Seattle Seahawks lost. Actually, that wasn't even the low. Specifically, Sam Darnold's third interception was the low. I was very pissed about that one. And then the fourth was just terrible on top of it.
Did they get a touchback because of it?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, there was a lot of returning, and the Hawks' defense is fantastic, so there was a lot of stops. But you would think, all right, the first one, like first throw out of the game, I can see you having an interception. But I came off being worried from the previous week from his turnovers and the upset against, I mean, not the upset, but the demolition against Arizona. So I was like, all right, we're getting the jitters out. Second interception, he got pressed pretty hard, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the third one, he had no pressure. He just made a bad, bad throw.
Is that what he's known for?
And it brought me back to the Jets, Sam Darnold, for a second, and it scared the shit out of me. When he's under pressure, when he's under pressure, in the past four games, he's thrown like 8 interceptions, including 2 fumbles. That's 10 turnovers.
I'd never do that.
You would die. A 300-pound, 6'5" man jumps
okay,
on top of you.
Then put
you would
me,
literally
okay,
die.
Put beef me the fuck up. Put me in a man's body. I would never.
So just a brain. Your brain goes into
yes.
Okay.
I'd be rock solid under that pressure. What would you rather have? A whole defensive line coming at you, or
as a quarterback,
As a person.
Oh, just as a person. No football. Just they're just coming after you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or one really invested parent and you've wronged their child.
Wow. That's a great question. That's a really, really good question.
I'm actually so proud because I've been trying to do Would You Rathers all weekend and they've been flopping.
That was
so.
A really good one. Especially because the coaching situation,
yeah.
You really don't want to fuck around with a invested parent that you've done wrong to their kid.
Yeah.
Oh, but then you could literally die with the D line. Is it, if I just get tackled, is it over? Like if I just get tackled, it's done.
This is life or death, Leonard.
What does that mean?
You have to like fight it out. Like
fight till when? If there's a D tackle, like they're just going to tackle me and then what happens? They punch me?
I don't know. It's not the point.
I really want to make sure the parameters of your question are thoroughly thought through. But if it's as I assume, if I'm tackled, I'm over, I'll take the D line. I'll take a moment of pain instead of an eternity of
guilt,
beratement and guilt.
What do you think the difference between guilt and shame is?
Shame is something that you... Like if I poop in my hand in public, I'm not guilty. I'm shamed. I feel shamed.
But it's something you...
I feel guilty if I like steal candy from a baby. I don't feel shameful there. I feel like there's an expression of an expression of power with guilt. Guilt comes with some kind of power that you then like recant, maybe. Mm. But shamefulness is like the opposite of power. Shamefulness is like you were at your just bare minimum. You're at your lowest point, zero power. You're just in a corner at your bare self. I think that was a really good answer. And I'm pretty sure Evan is shaking his head.
Actually completely agree. Yeah. And I also think guilt is like more proactive to change than shame is.
Yeah.
Like it entices you to do something.
Yeah, that's
guilt
good too.
Is motivating. Mm. Shame is not.
Yeah. Which one's fear-driven? Probably shame would be as well, right?
I think they both are, depending.
You think you fear guilt?
Yes.
I don't think you fear guilt. I think you fear shame.
I fear guilt.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think that's a personality trait?
I don't know.
Because we did our personality traits, and I wonder if that was...
Oh my gosh! Yeah, do you remember yours?
You put it in our notes.
Yeah.
So no.
Oh, okay. Well... Do you want to continue to talk about more sports because you're already on it, or?
Did you give a high and a low?
No, but.
Do you just want to just rip one real quick? Just give me your high. Don't give me your low.
Well, my high was that my friends were visiting this weekend.
Right.
My low is that it's windy. I hate the wind.
Yeah, it's cold.
I hate Fair the enough. Wind.
Okay. That's nice and simple.
Yeah.
Back to sports, I guess, while you look up our notes or something or whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're right here.
Let's see. Hawks lost in a somehow nail-biter, even though four interceptions happened. It looks like I'm going to take a win in this week's fantasy football. Currently, Evan and Michael are in a really tight race, and if Evan loses, he could be really in a bad position in Code Red. If Mike wins, he's finding himself safer. Hasina, I think, loses to my mother and probably won't have a shot at the playoffs, unfortunately for you, love.
It's okay. We're going to go see Wicked anyway.
It's a good run. It's a good run. What else sports-wise? 7 and 8 cross-country is super fun, man. I got to know all of them instantly. I learned all their names, all 31 of them. Actually, 29 now, 2 left. It's an easy job and I love the other coaches. They're super fun.
Why'd they leave? Too cold?
I just don't think they really wanted to run. And there's no meets.
And by run, what
like,
do you
I
mean?
I mean, like, there's no meets with our 7. It's called 7 and 8 outdoor running because it's not cross country because there's no meets.
I told my friend that and they were like, or my friends, plural, yeah. And they were like,
cross country?
Back at home, we just call that cross country.
Yeah. No, I did 5 and 6 cross country because there was meets, but there's no meets. So this is literally just outdoor running for 55 minutes.
Maybe that's why everyone in the city runs so much because they just grew up running.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. But I also think there's just a lot of athletic, well-minded people in New York. I don't know. So there's no real team update there. I did get possibly hired on to do some flag football now, which is exciting. I have my first day tomorrow, Monday, the day you're probably listening to this. So today, just a little test trial. I think it's like a 2-hour session. It's real close to my school. So I'll go from flag football coaching to 7-8 running. And then on Tuesday, I'll do the same thing and then do private soccer. So I got football, outdoor running, soccer. Bam, 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 bam. So it's exciting.
That's you could die happy.
I had someone say, one of the girls asked me, it was like, why was it your dream to coach? Or maybe it wasn't your dream. It was like, why did you decide to coach outdoor running or cross country? You know, what makes you an outdoor running cross country coach? And then it led to like, what's your dream job? Within the same question somehow. And like the other coaches were answering, blah, blah, blah. They're like, I want to be a photographer, international photographer, blah, blah, blah. And then I was just like, man, I cannot think of a better situation than I'm in right now, work-wise. Mm-hmm. I'm not making that much money, but I have the free time that I desire. I'm outside and athletic. That's huge. I'm free to still be musical and creative. It's literally, and hang out with a bunch of athletic kids who are competitive. Could not ask for if I just get paid more, that would be it. Or I was just more frequent.
That's right.
I just talked for a really long time.
No, I was just thinking, I keep getting like lost in parts of your thought because I was thinking about back when I first met you and you were like, yeah, if I'm not making a ton of money in like 2 years, I'm doing something wrong. Like,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I was
like,
so money oriented. I was so money oriented that I made in my notes and still have to this day sections. I was going to print out a plaque of $50,000 net worth, $100,000 net worth, $200,000 net worth, $500,000 net worth, $1 million. And I had it all done before I turned 30. And I was so money driven. That was like an objective I needed to hit. But now it's like, I don't mind that being completely gone because my brain is my money. As long as my brain is happy, I am one rich man.
Clip that.
I'm proper on it today.
Clip that. Hey, editors, clip that, please. Oh.
Yeah, should we make up a fake editor? Let's make up a fake like guy, sound guy, edit guy.
Zach. Oh, you have a cousin. Sorry,
yeah, I didn't like that.
It's so hard to find a name nowadays that
What about Boz?
No,
Boswell.
That's their dog.
Yeah. All right. What about I don't know. Maybe someone will text us.
Greg.
I like Greg. Yeah.
Greg, clip that.
Greg, clip that for me. I love it. Greg is our new editor. Sweet.
Editor in chief.
Oh, the office.
Anyways, I don't know when that changed, but I'm so glad it did because I remember thinking you were crazy when you first told me that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It changed when I had my brain freak out. Yeah. I like my whole life changed after that. 100% in LA. But then you realize that you're only at that time, what was I, 23, 22?
So, at that time, you're only 24 now.
Well, felt like an eternity ago. I feel like I've lived many lives since my rebirth of brain.
I think you should make a New Year's bucket list of 25 things you want to do before you're 25.
Oh, a bucket list. Okay, I was about to say. A New Year's resolution, I told you, is very important and I can only have one. I follow that every year.
I didn't say that. Right. So.
But I do like the idea of a 25 bucket list. Although I think you're going to have to do it for me because that's going to be too hard for me to do.
That defeats the purpose.
Well, I'll talk to you and then you'll just kind of help me shape it because there's no way I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, I am your Greg.
Because I'd probably like make $1 million by 25. That's all I got in my head.
Okay. Oh, I meant like... learn how to pogo stick.
No, I know. I know, I understand.
Do you know how to pogo stick? I was obsessed with pogo sticking.
I did try a little bit back in the day, but it was not something that excited me.
Oh.
No.
I loved pogo sticking.
Like, you got, like, a lot of jumps in and stuff.
Like, I would go out into the driveway.
Do some backflips and shit.
And pogo stick. Well, no, I'm not crazy. But I literally asked for a pogo stick, got one, and I just...
jumped.
Yeah, by myself on the driveway, no, 4 hours. Groovy.
No, I know. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then my, like, cousin equivalent, not really, they're, like, family friends, but we used to spend every New Year's Eve with them.
Mm.
And then he got a pogo stick, and he did that next year's number of jumps before the countdown. So it was, like, probably, like, 2008 or something.
That's cool. Nice.
And so he went out in the garage.
Jumped, yeah.
We didn't see him all night. He said, I just pogo stepped 2009 times.
Nice. That's awesome.
We were like, okay.
very bizarre, but okay. It's his good luck charm.
Love that. Okay. Well, I talked about how my friends were here. I don't even know where to start. Okay, internship was fine last week. I was, like, under the weather, so I would have taken the 3 days off to, like, sleep in, get better, and not do anything. But I don't have that time allotted to take off. So instead I went in, but was just feeling kind of shitty the whole time. And then I kept talking about my personality disorder is what we're calling it now, because my supervisor, I like kept beating the same old horse from last time about like what I was worried about, you know, and like fighting, which I want to say thank you to everyone who sent me really kind messages about like imposter syndrome and not feeling like enough. That was really kind of everyone. And I do know that like I have only been doing this for 10 weeks. Like it will get easier. I will learn. I will get better. It's just like in that situation sometimes that I'm like in the hospital being like, what? Like, why am I here? Like, what's going on? But it's okay, because this week we're on to bigger and better things. Don't know what they are, but my intern friends are the ones seeing Wicked with me.
That's awesome.
So
yeah, those guys are pretty cool, man. I think you got a good little friend group there.
They're so cool. And yeah, tying that into my friends visiting, they came out last night and met up with Ellery and Tristan and Justin and Raph and Everett and Ross friends. Is that everyone? Yeah, and Abby. Duh. And they came out and they met us at a bar. And they were so cool. And they like interacted with everyone. And Brody got me like a little shooter for my birthday. And I was like, yay. And I like spent some time with them. And then they went home. And all my friends were like, wow, like your friends are so cool. Like, well, they seem so chill. And I was like, yes. And then they were like, oh my God, invite your friends out with us, like we, so they loved each other and that was perfect.
No way.
Yes. And I was out, what time did I get home this morning?
4 a.m
Yeah, so we partied hard last night and I am no longer 19 years old, so I'm still feeling the effects. Like I have a headache still, but it was worth it. We had so much fun. I'm so glad I got to see all of them, because normally we see each other for like white elephant parties and like at holidays, but I won't be going home. So
that's right.
This is it for the year.
You'll have to settle for me for that. Dude, what we did a white elephant just us two?
That defeats the purpose, bro. That's just Christmas. That's Christmas. I'm so excited for Christmas. I can't wait for it to be past too. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I want to decorate.
Yeah. I usually am so into Thanksgiving, but we got the football out of the way at the wedding, which is ice. And so that's fine.
Which is ice.
Nice.
Oh.
I was going to yawn by Eric.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was really fun. I could like, okay, I'll tap in sips and snaps right now. I've like combined our two names for it.
Snips and snaps?
I say sips and snaps.
I'm just going to keep saying snips and snaps because okay, it's the only thing I know.
Well, basically, my friends and I, we went to the sister bar, the Bonnie. We went to Penrose, and that was super fun.
That was the sister bar?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice little spot.
Right?
Nice.
They low-key, like, were
not. Did you get a discount?
no, I like tried to bring it up, but we were a group of eight that was like annoying.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But if we went like just us and sat at the bar and like chatted, we would.
Yeah.
And then today we went to Szechuan, which is like.
Chicken.
Well, yes. We had some fantastic Szechuan food. It's like Chinese food, basically.
Mm.
But they like put all of it out in the center and you like round table it. It was so good. Edamame, you would have loved it.
I do love me a good edamame.
Actually, you would have loved all the food.
Mm.
Wish you were there. And we got bagels and we hit like Motel Notel, the York, East Village bars. We were like all up in there. And my cooking updates is that I've been making smoothies and they've been actually fantastic.
They're perfect. I put my Miralax in them every morning.
Except I bought a mix of frozen berries that has pomegranates. And the pomegranate seeds don't break down. And so then it's like you're a bird just pecking out seeds.
And they're like sizable seeds too.
Yeah.
They're like definitely average Advil size. Maybe just a hair smaller.
Yeah.
But they're big.
Yeah. But it was so much fun. I love having friends here, even if we're chaotic and wild, because then it's like, wait, fun. And I also was thinking just that, like, we should leave our house more. It's like really cold and I'm like really tired and like I actually love going to bed, but we really should, because there's so much we like
you mean leave the house to go enjoy stuff and go do stuff.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't have to like be buying anything,
it's just,
though.
It's just
like,
hard. Oh, we got again.
Even just walking down there, I was like, wow, the vibes of the, like, I hadn't been over to that side of the East Village. And I was like, okay, so this is where everyone my age is. And this is where, like,
this. I think the only day is Saturdays for us.
This bar has a pool table. And this one's weird. And, like, you know, like, and all that stuff. Mm. And I also was thinking, I really wish I had, like, disposable income.
Yeah.
Just in general, but mostly because I want to be the person that like stops at the same like coffee shop or like
me
stops
too.
At.
I want to be a reg. So
I
want to
be a reg so bad. So bad.
I was back
like,
in the day in
so
elementary
bad.
School, man. Stuff was the
well,
best.
I was at home too. Like
right.
You grow up there.
I know. I miss that.
That 7-Eleven knows me by name, but like
the 7-Eleven was your reg spot.
Yes, girl.
That's crazy.
I would get free coffee because those Indian men love me.
Ah, because they thought you were Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you speak Indian?
Well, no. Oh, nope. Oh my gosh, at work this week, I ordered my staff meal and then the bar back was like la comida listas. And he like said that. And
are
then he
you
said,
ready?
Your food
you
is ready.
Yeah.
But it's because they talk at me and they have finished their sentence before I've even registered that like they're actually talking to me. And I go, what? But I actually know what he says.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great, great. And then he, like, laughed at me. And I was like, no, like.
I know.
Like, I know it. So there's that. I really want to, like. There's a lot of goals I have been re-upped. I think I was, like, hitting the seasonal depression wall. Because it gets dark at 4:30 now.
Yeah,
and ice cold.
Yep.
So then I feel like I got in, like, a little bit of, like, a, oh, my God, life is over. But. It's not over.
No. Life is just but a fetus. And we are.
When will my life begin? 7 a.m. the usual morning lineup. You don't know what we're singing.
No, I it's kind of a fun game.
You just watched Tangled, though.
Oh, that's Tangled.
And we watched Elemental. We need to finish that.
We
if you haven't seen Elemental, go watch it.
Yeah.
Especially if you are an eldest daughter, a child of immigrants.
Yes, it's very heavy immigrant themed.
Yeah.
Motifs.
But I think they did it classy. And guess what else comes out this Friday that we recently watched? Zootopia 2.
It comes out this Friday.
So some people are making double features and they're calling it Zooted by going to Wicked and Zootopia.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Right?
Yeah. Pop a pair and go. That'd be great.
Hop up my bins. Turn my swag on. Okay.
Okay.
What else do I have to say? Let's see. Oh, we went to the Met.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Artsy.
We did.
Went to Met date night, and we saw more than last time. We went to the painting side.
Yeah. Very fascinating stuff. Again, I wish I just wish I was like a huge historical buff living in New York. I'm just not, unfortunately. That's just, I like the Met. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it a lot. But I only like it for like 20 minutes.
Met, don't cancel him.
It's like 20 to 30 minutes. I'm like, this is so cool. But then I'm like overstimulated with coolness. And then it all becomes normal, even though it's not normal.
And so is life. Put that on a t-shirt.
Right.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Right.
Clip it, Greg.
I'm proper on it today.
How many bits can I say in 1 minute?
Greg, clip this, please.
But I mean, I would like to go back to the Met more and see more. Yeah. I also want to go to the new gallery.
I want to go to the Motion Picture Museum.
Yeah. But it's I have to warn you that when we go, we will be spending $12 on a flip book, which is where they take a video of us and they print it in individual pictures and you can flip through it.
I think you misused one of those words. We.
You and I, we.
No, I mean you.
Well.
She's giving me that stare from How I Met Your Mother, that's the you're dead to me look. You know where it goes like, those people who watch How I Met Your Mother will get that.
See, I've seen it twice and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, that's fine.
We're losing them.
Are we good? Did we do it?
I guess.
We kind of skipped over some stuff. We also
did we?
No.
I feel like we said nothing about what we did this week and we just talked to each other.
But maybe that's okay. Maybe people are past what we did and just want to hear us chat and get to know each other and all that jazz. What do you think?
Oh, I can do this last. Yeah, I think maybe they do. I think we can also say that my brother is pledging a frat and having a great time at UCSD.
Right. He looks like he's just balling out over.
Literally having too much fun. And he's about to go on a Thanksgiving trip to Mexico.
Mexico!
He's going to see the sardine run, which is something he's always wanted to see. Yeah, and we talked about earlier. Yeah. And
speaking of Mexico, I was able to hang out virtually.
Oh, yeah.
With I don't even know what to call him because he's not my exchange student, but we always just refer to him as an exchange student. But Ernesto.
Did he not come over here for school?
No.
Or to spend some time and then go back?
Well, he did.
That's an exchange student.
Yeah, but what do I refer to him as? He's not my exchange student.
Well, he's your friend.
Yeah. I think he's just my friend. I think I just say my friend from Mexico.
Yeah, who was...
who lived with us.
Who you hosted as an exchange student.
Who my family hosted. Anyways, we're very close, but we haven't been able to talk all that much. But recently we just struck a very fun day with my cousin Zach and him, and we had a fantastic time playing video juegos. And, man.
Video eggs?
Is that seriously video eggs?
Like, no, I thought, it just sounded like you said huevos.
I did. Huegos. Huegos. Games, right? That's a game.
I'm asking the wrong person. Just sounded like eggs.
Are you like Mexican or something?
No.
And like half you Spanish? What are you? Are you half Spanish? What are you? Half Mexican? Are all these racist things that I'm saying?
I'm not liking them.
What are you half of?
What's my ethnicity?
Okay. Well, I'm not going to use that word ever in my life, but okay. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just not a word I'll use.
That's
I'm just not proper with the society words. You understand what I'm trying to say? What are you?
Remember how
what's your DNA?
Remember how I was saying that like I always understand you because we're best friends and I'm inside your brain, but then like when you talk to people, I'm trying
it
to like
that though to them.
Okay, but what are you? But what are you going to say?
I'll probably just be like, I'll probably say the same thing to them, to be honest.
See, and so this is why I'm like, well, it's this word because like not saying you have to use it, but if you do, you sound cool and smart.
Well, I don't know.
And then you're always like, do I present dumb? And I'm like, no, but like. If you want to present smart.
Smart.
Because I think you're really smart.
Oh. I think Okay.
You don't think you're smart?
In many things I am, but in many other things I am not. If someone asked me, it just took me like this year to lock in if Africa was a country.
Okay. First of all, geography does not count in this relationship because we couldn't get anywhere without Apple Maps. Yeah. And that's just...
Well, yeah. I'm talking more like world geography.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sorry. That's what I mean. Like, I have to look at a map to know what we're talking about.
Right.
But...
How many states do you think you could name in the United States?
Like, easy 30.
For sure?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah.
You think you've got 30 states in you?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think I can get past 20.
You want to try?
I could do football teams, but there's multiple football teams in one state, so I don't know. Should I try? Or is that boring for the listeners?
I want to know.
Okay. I'm just going to start with my picture of my brain of the country. So we're going to start Washington,
mm-hmm.
Oregon,
mm-hmm.
California,
mm-hmm.
Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Montana? No, Montana's the right of that. I'm just going to name a bunch. So how many? Are you counting? Can you count for me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Washington, Oregon.
California. Okay.
California, Idaho, Montana, Utah, Michigan. I'm just throwing ones out now.
Do it.
Rhode Island, New Jersey, Philadelphia.
Nope.
That's a city, right? See, this is where we go down.
Yes, it's a city.
So what?
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. Nice. New York, Florida, Texas, Michigan. I said that already. How many am I at? Do you know?
14.
Okay. How many? So 125? 20. Kansas.
Okay.
North Dakota, South Dakota. There's another double name in there. Oh, New Mexico. That's one, right?
Yes, girl.
Arizona? No.
Yes.
Arizona's a state.
Yes.
Arguably
a big one.
Nevada.
Good job. That's 20.
Jeez. That's what I'm saying. I would struggle to get over 30 for sure.
Well, you didn't even do like Hawaii or Alaska. Yeah. Those are like,
I mean, if I want to sing the song, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas,
California, Colorado, Connecticut,
Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois. Did you say Seattle in there? You throw Seattle in there? I just hear Seattle? Anyways, this was probably very boring. I apologize for those people.
Okay, well, because we're going to like wrap up right now. We mentioned earlier that we were out with my friends, and something we did at the bar instead of being normal was we took our Myers-Briggs personality test. And this is something that I've had to do actually every year of my adult life since starting college. Every college year and this internship has asked me to complete this personality test as like, I don't know if it's just because I'm in like a psych focused major or like what's going
probably.
On but
there's
like,
probably a grouping that does better with patients than others, obviously, like,
but like
interior
no.
and exterior folks,
no,
if you're an I,
no, like professors just like asked us to like do this to like get to know us. Like what? Anyways,
yeah, go ahead.
So Leonard filled it out and he is an ENFP.
Now, before you continue, so finish this thing. I also want to mention it's really hard for me to read questions and fill them out.
Well, back to dyslexia.
I want to say maybe, and there's no right or wrong answer here, but I just, it's just like back in high school or middle school, I just would not read the questions. I'd just click one. I'd usually just click neutral if I didn't want to read it. So take that with a grain of salt.
You spent time on it and I saw you do it
did.
And you read it.
But I'm just saying there's like three or four.
And you
were
smart.
I just...
And I think it came out correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So Leonard got ENFP and that is called the campaigner. And it says you are a vibrant force of enthusiasm, creativity, and idealism. Your mind is a constant whirlwind of ideas and possibilities, each more exciting than the last. You approach life with an infectious energy that draws others to you, your charisma, and genuine interest in people, making you a natural connector and inspirational force.
Man, that's an ego boost. Are there negative ones in these, or are these just all ego boosts?
No, there's like longer. I just read like the first blurb.
That's very
like,
nice of you to say. Thank you.
It gets into the...
That all those seemed, I would like to say, were true.
I think so.
I mean, that sounds like a great personality trait to me.
And I am an ENFJ.
Yes. Do you want me to read it?
Do you want to read
no,
it?
No, I don't.
And that's called The Protagonist. And it says, you possess a unique blend of charisma, empathy, and idealism that sets you apart in any crowd. Your natural ability to inspire and lead others is matched only by your deep-seated desire to make a positive impact on the world around you. You have an uncanny knack for understanding people's emotions and motivations, often sensing what they need before they even realize it. Which, yeah.
Feels about right.
Clip it.
Greg?
That's me. And I did some more hunting on the web.
Yeah.
And our two personality traits go very well together.
Is that right?
Yes. Not to like use a random quiz to strengthen our relationship. However, the interwebs say that because I am like a type A, but like rooted in like emotions and feelings more. And you're like a type A to B, but rooted in like big ideas and like dreaming and like looking forward, often you will have like big picture, like this is
you
what
have day
this
to
is
day and I have
this
big
is
picture.
Yeah, this is what I want to accomplish, and then I like help like make it
That's
realistic
perfect. So you're
which
Michael
is
Scott and
exactly
I'm Jim Halper
what we do.
In the office when they're both co-managers.
Well,
you're day to day, I'm day to day, you're day to day, and I'm big picture, I'm Michael, you're Jim.
Yes,
I like that. 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 I'm tired now.
Yeah.
My sugar crashes.
We're crashing, but I'd love to see what other people's Myers-Briggs personalities are.
Here's what
I
love.
So if you want to take the test, go to 16personalities.com and then text me.
Yes.
If you're 16personalities.com and you're listening, give us money and I'll plug you more.
Yeah.
How
funny would it be if they were listening?
I mean, it would shock me.
I'm still confused why we're not quite famous yet. You know what I mean? I'm still confused personally. You do good on the Instagram.
No, I'm not doing enough.
Oh. Okay, then never mind. I get it. You're not doing enough. And that's all it is.
My supervisor said those words to me.
You're not
Isn't
doing
that crazy?
Enough. You're not doing enough.
And he said, "Don't worry, like you could have more issues. You just have a personality problem. That it could be worse."
Bro, he didn't say that, dude.
He said it word for word. Quoted. No, Peyton heard it.
Okay. Well, you got to fix that shit.
Yeah, clearly.
Get on it. Shoulder shrug. Okay.
Anyways, thank you everyone being you. And we love you. And I'm feeling very thankful going into the end of this week and month.
Symbolic.
I'm hoping everyone else is too, and I don't really know what else to say.
Stay healthy.
I drink water.
Here it is. I'm going to sign off this way. Take care of your mentals. Take care of your chickens.
What are you quoting, and is it cancelable?
No, it's not cancelable.
Okay.
Those who are true Seahawks fans will understand.
How dare you?
I'm happy for you that you're
How dare
moving
you?
Through
I
the
made
season.
It home before the end of the game.
I know. I'm happy.
How dare you question me? You know what happened? You know actually what happened with Tristan out in the wonders of the world?
What happened?
He said he was talking about football and watching on Sunday, and he said, "Wait, what's Leonard's team?" And I said, "Our team is Seahawks."
Let's go.
So actually, how dare you? How dare you?
I will never betray you.
Thank you.
Thank you for defending the Seahawks. And in return, you will receive a big prize.
I don't want it, actually.
Fair enough.
That just means you're going to like sit on me.
That was exactly what it was.
Okay, crazy. I'm so low.
You are. But I'm here.
And you're.
Oh, I'm Lee. And we're in NYC.